I am in my studio at the headquarters of Today's Homeowner in Mobile, Alabama, and my buddy Joe is in his studio in Roxbury, Connecticut. So a unique combination of exposure to different type of home improvement. Joe's lived in the North his whole life. I've lived in the Southeast my whole life, and we both have traveled extensively and worked with people all over the country. So I think we're uniquely positioned to be able to offer advice on just about every part of the home and in every part of the country. So glad you're with us, and we have a big time each and every week. Right now, we want to get right back to the phones. Ed is on the phone right now with a question about grab bars. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good. Tell us about some of the things you're pondering here.
Well, my wife and I are getting a little older in age, and we have a couple of bathrooms, and I'm seriously thinking about putting some grab bars in our bathroom. Problem is, we have marble surrounds, and I'm not sure how to locate the studs behind them so I can be sure and anchor them well.
Okay. Well, it is important that you anchor them very well. In many situations, when you have marble and drywall behind it, using a molly bolt or a toggle bolt that will extend into that wall cavity and support it from the back is pretty substantial, but naturally, it's good to have at least one part of that grab bar that you're able to, attach directly to a stud. So you're thinking the right way there. Joe, I know you do a lot of tool testing and so forth, and some of these new wall sensors and everything have gotten pretty darn advanced. Wouldn't there be one in maybe the $15 to $30 range that would really go through the marble, through the drywall, and identify where those studs are?
Yeah, Ed, Danny's right. These stud sensors have become pretty sophisticated. Or even ones you can get as an app for your smartphone. I understand that you can find like water pipes and electrical wires. But you have a very common problem there, Ed. And as with most problems, the manufacturer is always looking for a way to solve it. As Danny said, the best way is to always fasten to a stud. But if you don't hit a stud, then what? And so I wouldn't even worry about it. Put the grab bar where you want it, drill the hole, and if you hit a stud, great. If you don't, they make special hardware now for grab bars. There's a company called Wing It, W-I-N-G-I-T, Wing It, and they're specially made for grab bars. It's a toggle type of device. Some of them have two toggles that open up inside the wall that can support up to about 600 pounds. But even the single toggle can support about 300 pounds, and that's twice what the ADA recommends, right? So, at 300 pounds, it would support. And you need at least two. And like I said, just drill the hole, use a masonry, carbide tip masonry bit to get through the tile, through the marble. And that will also go through the drywall or the backer board, whatever you have behind there. And you drill the appropriate size hole and you just pop these things in and the wings spread on the inside and grab the back of the wall. If you went to, I suppose if you went to wingit.com or something like that, or go to Amazon and just type in, or Home Depot and type in grab bar hollow wall anchors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably, you'd see a whole bunch of things pop up, because these products have existed for, probably 10 or 20 years at this point. And they exist because, Ed, people have the exact same problem you have right now.
Right. I'm familiar with the toggle bolt, have used them in the past. So I know how they worked. Having said that, having those things installed, would any of the pressure be too much on the marble that it would cause it to crack over a period of time, or am I just thinking too much here?
Yeah, you might be overthinking it, and I'm not really sure. I think if, these are designed to go over tile, marble, if this is not tile that looks like marble, right, Ed? This is actual, real, authentic marble?
Well, it's a cultured marble is what it is.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's a little strong. My concern was if it was natural marble is relatively soft and could possibly crack. But if it's cultured marble, I wouldn't worry about it.
I got you. All right. Sounds really good. I'll look for that then and go for that.
Good, Ed. Glad we were able to point you in the right direction. You're awfully smart to go ahead and be proactive and get those grab bars up. Once you get them up, you're going to use them to, support yourself here and there. And overall, it's just safer for you and your family. If we can help you any other way, just let us know.
Well, thank you very much for the information. I will go for it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate that. And, you know, it is a and also grab bars don't have to be that institutional looking, you know, stainless steel chrome look to them. There's some that are actually smaller, some that are very decorative. I know Moen came out with a line of like soap dishes that double as grab bars.
Yeah.
And some that go into the corners. And if you think of a corner having the soap dish, shampoo tray, and the handle that comes out or the bar that comes out in front of it that serves as a grab bar, it's great. You know, if you're, you know, in the shower and you're trying to wash your feet and you think, you know, and you're standing on one leg, have a grab bar is a really smart way to go. I'm surprised more hotels that I stay in and so forth, they don't near have enough grab bars for, you know, people in the showers and such.
I know, especially the liability. I mean, you have people coming and going all the time. I mean, yeah, I think we're going to see them more and more. And like you said, they're getting more stylish. So, you know, it doesn't look like a hospital room, and it will keep people a lot safer.